Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jackie Perry, and I'd like to welcome you to another wonderful Wednesday. Now, today it is very, very wonderful because we have a wonderful special guest on with us this morning, Mr. Mincy Pollock. So, Mincy is the president and CEO of Florida Care Assurance Group. And he's going to be talking to us about his entrepreneurial journey. But not only that, in the midst of the upcoming presidential election and the ongoing debate and concern about affordable health care, we'll also be talking about this key critical topic as well and how his services and products and resources can perhaps benefit you as a black woman in construction. So, to all our listeners out there, we want to say good morning, and this morning we want to welcome Mincy Pollock to the show. Good morning, Mincy.
Good morning, Jackie. My pleasure. I'm excited about being here. This is great.
Well, we are excited about having you, and listen, I know that our 30 minutes are going to breeze by, but we're going to have so much fun, so I'm going to dive right in. And I'd like to tell our listeners a little bit more about you, and then we're going to have you share the real information. So, as I mentioned, Mincy is president and CEO of Florida Care Assurance Group, which is a local Florida Blue full-service insurance company. Now, Mincy's role there is to provide access, education, and awareness for affordable health care options to Jacksonville and Northeast Florida communities. Mincy sees himself as more than just a businessman, though, and he's going to be talking to you about, again, his entrepreneurial journey. But he considers himself a public servant, one committed to serving the needs of the community and the city of Jacksonville at large. He has strategically worked with faith-based organizations, nonprofits, small businesses, and various outreach urban organizations to create innovative partnerships that have been key to unlocking resources that will improve opportunities for the uninsured to have access to quality health care. In fact, you may be interested in knowing that in just a little over 3 years, he's aided in helping to enroll over 75,000 plus Jacksonville residents under the Affordable Care Act, many of whom would never have had health care if it wasn't for his efforts. His efforts led to his receiving national recognition from the U.S. Secretary Sylvia Burwell, if I'm saying her name correctly, Sylvia Burwell of Health and Human Services, and Congresswoman Corrine Brown. Here's a quote from Mincy. I believe when you have healthy citizens, there lives a healthy city. Now, that's a favorite motto of Mincy's, and one that is transforming and saving lives, one enrollment at a time. But that's great, Mincy. Once again, I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, and it's a pleasure to be here. Jackie, your work precedes you. It's kind of interesting. What's funny, in my new office, when they were setting up and doing my build out, there evidently was another business here before, and I think it actually was a construction company. And we were going through, we were cleaning up, we're getting things set up, and then I find this old like catalog, and it's about the Enterprise Center here where my office is located. And I read through it, and voila, there is Jackie Perry on there, and I'm just reading an article about you being the cornerstone to the success of businesses that have come from this Enterprise Center, some that have gone on to being million-dollar companies. And, you know, every time I hear your name or see you out in the community or somewhere within the state, you know, that's the constant thing people are saying about you. And they're like, oh, Jackie, you know, Jackie, call Jackie. I mean, I call myself the solutions guy. I guess you're the solutions gal.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Betsy. And yes, I hope that you are enjoying your new headquarters there at the Enterprise Center. That is certainly neat.
Yeah.
Betsy, our callers would be really interested in knowing a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey. Of course, you're a businessman. You've been in business, I guess, more than a couple of years. So tell us about your business and the products and services you provide to the community.
I guess that my business journey can be best summed up from what I often tell folks that my grandma kind of instilled into me. And I guess I say both of my grandmas. You know, there's this book, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I got to write something called Rich Grandma, Poor Grandma. Because both my grandmas taught me some lessons that were so instrumental. My grandma used to have this saying. She says, you've been doing it since you was knee-high to a duck. And that's when my entrepreneurial journey started, knee-high to a duck. And I hope I say some words that can encourage the listeners in their pursuit that, you know, to stay hopeful and to believe in a dream. If a kid can catch it when he's knee-high to a duck and then carry it, the same thing can work in our adult journeys. I remember having to sell some Boy Scout tickets. It was something that was inside of the Cub Scout manual, and in the back of it you can win these little watches and stuff. You had to go door to door and sell Christmas wrapping paper and all that kind of stuff, and grandma would walk around me knocking, and all the neighbors would be like, here he comes, and they never told me no. My grandma would sit way back on the street, and I'd walk up the driveway and knock on the door and just ask and just make the appeal. And I think it started with the end in mind. I knew that if I sold X amount of Christmas wrapping paper and Scout World tickets, I would get that cool Swiss knife and a calculator watch. So I knew what the end was that I wanted in the goal, and I was passionate about it, and I guess that's what people convey. And I felt like I had something they needed. I mean, you got to have some wrapping paper. I mean, you got to have this gift stuff, and I knew I had the best gift wrapping paper. And they just layered from there to grandma helping me start Honey Dripper business, to lawn care, to button making. And it just became something that was innate in my DNA. And today in my adulthood, I always remember the lessons of both of those women. My other grandma was one of the first to renovate homes in the Springfield. It's a historic area here in Jacksonville, and she did it in an era where blacks weren't allowed really to be there or to have that entrepreneur opportunity, and she fought through it. She saved up some money actually selling sandwiches to blue collar workers, and she put her stuff away till she could get a small little house, and she did the renovations herself. And next thing you know, she had her first property that she sold. She turned that money, just continued to do it, and to this day, she owns several cornerstone properties on model blocks in the Springfield area. And she used to make me pass her the hammer, crawl underneath the house, and all the other stuff. And so these are lessons that were from women, and I know I'm up here on this call with the National Association of Great Women that are in construction and related fields. And I say that my journey in business started because of the backs of some great entrepreneurial women like are listening here. So when you're on your journey to entrepreneurial adventures, I just would say to the listeners, you don't know how you'll be impacting the next generation and what you're doing facing a field that is challenging and that has pushback. And so you know, those lessons from those women inspired me, and that's what I do now. I currently am running this the insurance company, Florida Care Assurance Group. This year we launched, I launched solo. We had partners before the past 3 years, had really great success in the area of healthcare. We believe that in doing healthcare, we can't do it the traditional way. We can't just set shop up and say, hey, come to us, you know, come pay your premiums, come get it. And we took a grassroots approach in our success to helping folks get healthcare by going to them, by providing education and awareness, and then giving the access. By starting with education and awareness, people understanding something so complex as the Affordable Care Act, when we could explain it, teach it, go to where they were, meet them at where they were, not assume that they knew it, it became easy for the conversion process or the enrollment process. And that's the model that we stand with and that our company stands by. We call ourselves the care team. And nobody can work within our organization if they don't care first. If they traditionally care about it and don't see people as dollar signs, we think that that's how we transition and we're most successful. And that's what we do.
Wow. Thank you, Mincy, for sharing both, again, the background and the history behind your entrepreneurial spirit. I knew it had to be something there because I've certainly observed you over the past few years. And I said, no one, number one, has the passion and then the energy to just go after things the way that you do. And you certainly do embrace and have a passion for people, which is certainly foremost, and people can see that. So thank you for sharing that. One of the things that you said earlier in terms of when you were knee-high to a duck, as your grandma said, that you had, again, this belief that you could do it, belief in yourself and the belief in your product, whatever it was, the 100 drip or the wrapping paper.
I know the listeners up in Detroit probably don't know what a honey dripper is. They call it a freezy cup, you know, but down south we call it a honey dripper.
The honey dripper, exactly. And then all the while, though, because I imagine that's probably, even as a little kid, have been some challenges, but you were able to keep your eye on the prize. You knew that there was a goal you were after, and that kept you going. And exactly, for our listeners out there, I'm sure that was encouraging. So now you are involved. You talked a little bit about the products and services. We're going to get back to that topic of healthcare because I think it is so entrenched in what you do. But you're very much involved in the local community. And why is that involvement so important to you? I mean, you could have your business, do what you do, perhaps even be successful, but it was even more important for you to be community-minded. Why was that so important?
I think that you can have all the products that you want, but if you're looking for something that's long term, you got to realize that the success is bigger than yourself and or the products that you have. And I believe in a philosophy similar to what, you know, many folks believe in the foundation crux of their church or their belief system is that you plant seeds. And I believe in planting seeds on good ground. And so my good ground are people and their visions. And so for me, it's important to me what's important to others and meeting that need, and then my need usually kind of follows. Traditionally, like when I go out to a networking event, you know, folks think somebody wants to know is like, can I get your business card? And I'm not eager to give it away right away. My goal anytime I go to an event is to get their card. I want to know what's important to them and where their need is and hear their passion and see if my services can meet what maybe one of their needs is or my network can. So maybe I met a Jackie Perry who maybe can offer some construction advice or consulting or a blog talk interview, and maybe they need marketing. Or maybe I might meet someone and their need might be a website, and I can point them in the direction of another business owner. If I can help that person meet their need, then what I do sort of kind of becomes important. Also, if we shape our community and empower it, then it has the resources, it has the attitude, the mindset, the drive, the energy they could be a participator in what you do. You know, I think where I reside is one of the greatest cities in the U.S. as well. I know we got listeners, they'll tell you Detroit or Miami or wherever they may be great. And I think you should believe that. What frog doesn't, you know, praise his own pond, as my grandma would say. And so if that's truly what you believe, then you've got to be involved in those trenches to make that exodus not happen from your city. You don't want to be a part of the city. We're going, I'm moving to Atlanta. I'm moving to California. Well, those people are my potential clients. So those people will help my city be a greater city. I don't want them leaving my city. And so what better way to avoid that exodus to help people see that our city is great by being an incarnation or witness of your city? And so that's what I try to take in what I do with my company on the insurance side. And then I also do a consulting. I have a consulting company as well. It's called the Pollock Group. And that's usually where, you know, we try to provide solutions for whatever may be the need of another business owner or our community. I think it's important. It's our responsibility. Uh-oh, Miss Jackie, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Thank you, Missy. and I'm glad you shared that. Because my next question, I believe, is going to really be of interest to listeners out there. Because you mentioned not only do you have the product, but there's the consulting end of the business as well. But since one of the key areas of enterprise for you focuses on insurance, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes right here for the benefit, again, of our small business owners, who some of them are finding it difficult to obtain affordable insurance for their business or even for their employees. So what information or resources can you share with us that will help them out in this key area?
Okay, good. Again, I always believe in long term. I always ask any business owner, are you looking to start this business and it be closed in the next 2 or 3 years? Or are you looking for 30 years? And they always say, I'm looking for long term. And I always talk about that investment the investment into the business and into your employees and into yourself. That's extremely important. So I start with self. I say, well, number one, you've got to be insured for yourself. And let's say you're a small business owner. You use contract employees, and it's just you. And I know you say, oh, my Mincy, you know, insurance costs can be extremely expensive. And then I usually ask them the question. I say, well, if you don't get covered and you're the visionary and you get sick, who's going to carry the torch? And they go, oh, well, you're right. I need some health insurance. It's just as important as the lease that you have to pay. Is just important as that equipment that you've got to make sure you have on the site. Is just important as having that general contractor. It starts with you. And then I often tell people it's the law. You know, you don't want to have to pay out penalties and that kind of thing. So we talk, generally I start with the individual and trying to see if they can get covered. A lot of people are having challenges navigating through the marketplace just because they don't understand it. And I often encourage them, I says, our team will hold your hand through the process. Let's walk through it. Let's look at what it means. Okay, it's going to be based on your income, and it's going to be based on your income, and it's going to be based on your household size. And it says, well, goodness, my company makes a lot of money, and then and so I won't qualify for help paying for the subsidy, and it's going to cost me a couple thousand. And then when they sit down, I says, okay, let's get with your tax professional. I says, okay, what is your gross net? You know, you have some expenditures. This part we don't have. And when we take a look at how to file or structure it, we can, many cases, find that it is affordable, and they just needed some money to try to help their hand hold it to the process. There are also a couple of hybrid ways to cover yourself. Sometimes we have clients that choose to buy a lesser plan, like a bronze plan, and sort of subsidize that along with like a sickness or an accident plan. And those plans are sometimes, you know, under $50 a month, and they combine those two. So they says, okay, if I get sick, then this kicks in and covers those medical bills. It sort of pays you. And then if I have an accident, well, this will cover this while we wait. And then I have my health insurance, or I use the money that the accident pays to me to cover my deductible for the health. So there's a variety of ways that ways that you could, you know, kind of create a hybrid of some policy options. And then when we get into small group, they go, wait a minute, I've got about 10 employees and I want to make sure that I get them covered. Then we take a look at the options. Okay, do you need to have a small group plan, or do you need to offer some insurance? And we say, what do you mean? There's a difference between offering and providing insurance as a small business owner. Offering insurance is saying, here are some options for you. Providing means you're going to actually contribute 50% or more to the payment of the premiums for your particular employee. And people go, oh, you mean I can offer? Yeah. You can call companies like myself and others, no matter what city you are, have them come in and do mini enrollments and actually treat each one of your employees like individuals, help them find what their rates are, and then help them get individual coverage and not be faced with the mandate of the small business because you're under 25 employees and or depending on what your revenue stream is. I often, though, encourage, if the revenue exists for you to be a contributor, a provider for the plan for your employees, it creates stability. Employees choose to stay contracted with you from long term because they have to take care of their families. They know at that point that you care about them. And then you have that long-term residual of the employee that stays with you for, you know, many, many, many years, and they grow with you as your company grows. When we get into areas of 50 or more employees and that kind of thing, or even plus 25, sometimes depending on what your revenue and what your company is, you can yield tax credits, which can help offset some of your business expenses as well. So that's a conversation that you'd have with our small group specialist as well as your tax professional to kind of find out, you know, run some formulas to see if that you fall into that category. But in all I said, I guess the bottom line is it's important that you get coverage at some facet. Don't be an entrepreneur without any coverage. Number two, you have an option to provide or offer, and both of them are very attractive to your employees. And you have companies like myself and others that can help that happen. So don't ignore it when you hear open enrollment season go and pretend like it's the big elephant in the room. No, speak to your employees. Have a conversation about it. And then have professionals come out and share. And then those employees, the contract voices go, well, man, she really does, you know, care about us. And thirdly, there's an option of a hybrid. You can use accident plans, critical plans to go along with HAM plans, or sell them individually to give people plans that are cost effective that pays them to cover their expenses and being self-insured. So that's sort of my recommendation in the area of, that I tell folks in the area of healthcare from small businesses. I hope that's been helpful, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, that's been very helpful. So it sounds like, number one, be sure you have coverage for yourself. Number two, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners were very glad to hear that, is not only can you provide, but you can also offer, and there's a distinct difference. And so these options are available for individuals when they're seeking to meet their insurance needs. And I know there might be some questions later on, and I'll give our listeners a chance to press 1 on your telephone, which means that you are raising your hand. I'll see you in the studio, and I can let you become live and ask Mincy any questions that you might have. So right now we're just going to go to a brief commercial. We're talking with Mincy Pollard, and we'll be right back, and we're going to ask Mincy some other questions when we get back, particularly concerning another aspect of his involvement in the community. So we will be right back.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. And ABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back, and we are talking with special guest Mr. Mincy Pollock, CEO of Florida Care Assurance Group and the Pollock Group. So Mincy just shared with us some great information for business owners out there when you think about affordable health care, and I know concerns are around both access, quality, and cost. But he just shared some very interesting things that we should consider, especially as business owners. So if you do have questions out there, again, just raise your hand and we'll have an opportunity to make you live, and you can ask Mincy those questions directly. So until we have any questions, Mincy, we're just going to continue on. And again, just thank you for just sharing that valuable information and those valuable insights right before the commercial. I do have another question for you, though. I guess it's natural that your passion and your love for community would draw you into politics. So tell us about your political aspirations and why you ran for local office in the last local election here.
It's interesting. Thank you, Jackie. It's interesting being on this show with the National Association of Women and Black Women and Contractor, being here with a listening audience, women and women, and then making a transition in my answer, and it's coming back to grandma again. You know, grandma used to always say, she says, if you're not part of the answer, you're part of the problem. What happens as residents, as constituents, sometimes we're the first to complain when we don't like a policy, we don't like a referendum, we don't like our candidate, or they make a decision that all of a sudden, you know, kind of goes against either our belief system. And you could hear the water cooler conversations going on, and such, you know, in the height now of this whole Republican convention going on, you hear Facebook wall posts that are going on and on, and the conversation continues to be about the problem. And I just wasn't raised that way. Grandma said, you need the solution. And so if I don't see something done, I try to be a part of that. And so my journey in politics, I decided to run for city council at large in our area to make that difference, to make that impact, the empowerment of our community, to help and providing empowerment, to be a listening ear to my constituents. And I had some really good mentors in that whole process. Back again, talking about grandma, back in high school, with some things going on and I wanted to see change. And my grandma said, go make the change. And I ran for senior class president. I know it sounds really cute and funny, making little cardboard poster signs. But, I mean, I guess it's kind of being in my DNA, like the rest of the stuff, you know, helping others and just wanting to see change and be a part of change. And that's what I did. Had a really good run, ran against a former mayor, and made a little noise enough that, you know, more mentors came to embrace me. I was sent to the Congressional Black Caucus political leadership camp shortly after that, and upon doing that, I became the state spokesperson for Medicaid expansion, working closely with a local congresswoman as well as several other advocates in that area, and it was an exciting journey. And then since then, I've started a pilot group which puts on events and makes the community aware as well. And we've actually have an event coming up now called the Jack's Political Hobnot. So I know we got listeners on the air in Detroit and mm-hmm. South Florida and everywhere. But the point in what I was saying is that I want to help people not be the ones just talking about problems. So we've now, even though I'm not an elected official, I decided to say, let's create a platform where people can come and meet all the candidates, rub elbows, ask their questions, tell them what they think the solution would be, and then make a good, educated decision at the polls and get out mm-hmm. the vote. So, you know, I mean, it goes hand in hand. If we do that, then we'll see our businesses transition. We'll see our educational system gets better. Our workforce will increase. And people have to understand, you know, you need the peanut butter with the jelly. It all goes. You can't say, well, I don't like politics. I don't want a part, but I want to make a lot of money. I want affordable housing and good education, but I don't like politics. And when people understand that it all these pieces go together to making a good sandwich that your grandma cut up in four or cut in a triangle for you, and it tastes real good when it goes down, that is what life is. That's the way politics work. That's the way community works. That's the way business works. It all goes together. And we got to get more and more, you know, listeners and people and viewers, our community, to realize that.
No, thank you for sharing that. I don't think I could have said it any better. Under the National Association of Black Women and Construction, we also have a legislative committee. And it exists exactly for that purpose, for advocacy, to support. Well, I like how you referred to it. It allows us to be a part of the solution. And so you say, we got our families, we have our businesses, but the other part we think is carved off in a corner over there, and it can't be in a corner existing solo, but it's really a part of the very fabric that we're all about. So getting involved in those areas, whether it has to do with business, education, and believe it or not, there are so many things out there that impact businesses. The one area we've been talking about, affordable health care, for instance. So if we want to change anything about that, we've got to become involved. So I thank you, Mincy, for sharing why that was important and why you got involved. And because it's always happened, we are certainly getting down on our time. I don't want to leave, though, without letting our listeners have a little bit of insight into what's happening with you developmentally. We always ask our listeners to tell us what book or resource they're currently enjoying. So any good books you're reading or have recently read, Mincy, that we might be interested in?
You could. Funny you say that. Well, I just finished a book. It was called Given, Not Taken. It's by Kenneth Thomas Sr., a local author. And I kind of switched the flip. It's actually a suspense. I don't know. It's got a little romance. It's got, you know, a little funny in it. It's got a little family. It's kind of like the haves and the have-nots all in this one little book. And you say, well, Mitzi, I was talking about what you read to help you to grow. And, you know, the funny thing about it is what I often encourage the listeners to do is sometimes you got to break away from the self-help. You can't work and not play. Sometimes you need to clear your mind and escape. And I was just supporting a local author. He gave me his book. He wanted me to proofread, and I fell in love. This is one of the best authors, one of the best up-and-coming people. Detroit, D.C., if you're listening, and you can get it on Amazon and everything. You get it on Barnes & Noble. It's Given, Not Taken. He's having such good sales that actually Amazon is doing this fire sale. You could get a copy, a couple of the books, like for $4. It was regular, I think, 12 or 13. But awesome author. And, again, it goes back to community and supporting each other. You know, we talk about Black Lives Matter, and we got to do what we can do to support you know, support our minorities that are trying to be entrepreneurs as well. So I just finished that book, Jackie, so that's away from the business and self-help. But I did pick up my old book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Oh,
I'm actually rereading that book. And my son is bilingual. He's trying to become a certified bilingualist. And to do so, you have to take this test. So one of his mentors actually bought him this same book, Think and Grow Rich in Spanish. So while he's reading it in Spanish, I'm rereading the book in English, and we're talking about stuff like 3 feet from goal, or we're being reminded of the success of Ford. We're being reminded of the story of one of the greatest insurance companies and how you don't say no. And it's been a fun read, you know, hearing him talk about what he read in Spanish and, you know, talking about what I read in English. So, you know, two fascinating books that I often recommend, an oldie but a goodie, plus what I call it, you know, a book to escape. So that was Given, Not Taken. So, you know, thanks.
No, thank you. And Think and Grow Rich is on the reader list for a lot of the women at NABWIC as well. So actually there's a Think and Grow Rich blog talk call on Saturday mornings, I believe. So thank you for sharing that, and also the escape route, given, not taken. So we'll have to look that one up as well. Thank you for sharing that. If our listeners, Mincy, want to contact you for future reference, more information about healthcare, because you, in just those few minutes, you broke it down and made it sound really, really simple, but I'm sure there still might be some questions we might have. How do we get in contact with you?
The best way, how about I give my email? The easiest way that you can get me is by doing info@pollockgroup.solutions. That's info@pollockgroup, that's P-O-L-L-O-C-K, group.solutions. All those emails come directly to me. I'm the solutions guy. I'd love to help you. If you're dialing, you could dial 904-265-4753. That's 904-265-4753. So by both that email as well as that phone number, you're bound to get someone associated with me me directly. I'd love to hear from the listeners, we could talk about things. And as a shameless plug, I often do this when I go somewhere before we run out of time. If you're in the Jacksonville area on August 12th, I'd love for you guys to come out to support the Jack's Political Hobnob as one of the first events of the Pollock Group. We really would love to have huge success. We're expecting over 1,000 folks, and you'll get a chance to meet senators that are affected the whole state of Florida, and then of course local folks that are surrounding our area, Duval, Clay, Nassau. And if nothing more, I'd love to get a chance to meet you if you're listening, talk about, what's maybe a solution for you all. But again, this is an event we're being proud of. It's been brought to us by Praise 107.9 and the Pollock Group, and it's August 12th, and you can find more information about that at jackspoliticalhobnob.com. So thanks, Jackie, for my shameless plug. Thanks for having me much on this terrific Black Power Radio show.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. And I'm always just amazed at how quickly the time does fly. But before you do go, and thank you for sharing that about the August 12th event, is there any other last comments, advice, or information you'd like to leave with our listening audience before we leave?
Yeah, the piece of advice, like I always, tell people, is expect results, you'll get results. Expect results, you'll get results. That's the last, piece of advice that I'd like to share. That I often tell people, if you don't expect them, you're not going to get them. Think solutions oriented, and you'll be on your way to see.
Oh, no,
get
that's
results.
A good piece of advice. Expect results, you'll get results. That's a great way to end this show on this Wednesday morning. We want to thank Mincy Pollard again for being our guest and for sharing his entrepreneurial journey as well as some great resource and information with us. Mincy Pollard is President and Chief Executive Officer of Florida Care Assurance Group. And remember, if you want to listen to this broadcast again, you could just go to blognabwick.com/blogtalkradio.com or visit our website at nabwick.org. Thank you all for listening today and for joining us on the show. Until next Wednesday, have a great morning.
This
concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.